Okay, good evening, everybody. This evening, this week rather, Be'ez Hashem, we begin Parsha Shmos, Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is translated into English, usually the Book of Exodus. We know that the word Shmos does not mean Exodus. The English name from the Greek is not a translation of the Hebrew nickname. The Hebrew nickname of every Sefer in the Chumash comes from one of the first words of that Chumash. So this is Ve'ilas Shmos, so it's the Book of Shmos. The English name really comes from Chazal's nickname for every Sefer. Chazal called the Book of Shmos Sefer HaGeula. That's a major theme, is the redemption of Jewish people, hence the Book of Exodus. We think about it, it's true about all the rest of the Chumashim also. Bereishis works for both. It means the beginning, okay, Genesis, but Shmos means names, not Exodus. Vayikra means he called. But Chazal's nickname for Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. That which pertains to the Kohanim, Leviticus, Levites, right? That pertains to Levites. And the book of Bamidbar begins, Bamidbar Sinai, the opening part, right? The Hashem of Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai. So we call book of Bamidbar, means in the desert. But the English name Numbers is because Chazal called it Chumash HaPekudim, the book of the counting, the numbers. And Dvarim begins, Elah HaDvarim, means the words. But it's called Deuteronomy because Chazal called it Mishneh Torah, the second. Deuter is second, right? The second. Okay. So the book of Shmos begins with a list of names. So I want to talk about names this evening. The names that are listed in the first paragraph for opening Psukim are the names of the brothers, the tribes that came down, the brothers that came. Really, Shmos ben Yisrael, Habay Mitzrayim, it's Yaakov, Isha, Esau. So it says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Huda, Yisachar, Zun, Vinyamin, Don, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. And then later it says, Yosef, Mitzrayim. So that's a list of all of the names of the Shvatim that came down. So I'd like to speak about this evening is naming a child, but particularly the custom, or I don't know if that's a custom, but it's a widespread practice to give, very often, to give a child more than one name. If you look in the Chumash, all the names that are mentioned here are just one name. Reuven, it's not, Reuven Zelig or something. You know, Yehuda, it's not Yehuda Leib or Yisachar Dov or Binyamin Zev or something like that. They all have one name. And so to the Chumash, we generally tend to find one name associated with the person. So we have a practice. I would say not yet, many people are admitting, at least on Aga, to give more than one name. So where does that come from? So first of all, in general, we should just be aware, right? Well, Yisro's but the question is, right? So Moshe also had 10 names according to Chazal. But we don't find them called by those names all the time. Yaakov was called Yisro. We don't find them called both together. Okay, the idea of multiple is a good point. Okay, well, I was going to mention it later, but to bring it up, it's a good point. We do find people in Moshe, the Medrash in this week's schedule, they had the name Avigdor and Avi Socha and Avi Zanoch and so on, and other names as well. But never called those names together. Here we have a person who's called, Benjamin Zev or Yisachar Dov or something. He can put both names together. So just in general, we should be aware of the importance of names. The Gemara says in Brochus, Adav Zayin Amud Bey, is a very interesting comment, really. The Gemara says that sometimes a person's name can impact what he does or who he becomes. It's very little unusual. We have a tradition, somehow the parents are invested with a certain amount of Ruach HaKodesh when they name a child, and the name can sometimes impact the child. The Gemara says in Brochas, on Zayin Amud Beis, I guess the Daf Yomi just did it, right? It talks about Rus, the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. Rus, my Rus, that Reish Vav Tov, Domar Kwa, Amar Yochanan shezoch so sheyotzei mina David sherivayu laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros hashishbachos. Rivayu means many, like Kosi Roya, overflow, overflowed. The name Rus, Reish Vav, that Shoresh, has to do with overflowing or with the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David wrote the book of Tehillim, had all these Shiros HaShishbachos. And the Gemara says, how do we know Menola d'shmo Gorim? How do we know the name does impact? Someone quotes a pasuk with a play on words. It says, Shamos Barat, I'll think of Shamos Al Shemos. So sometimes we have names, somehow the person's name impacts who he ends up becoming. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Hazinu, Simon Zion, notes that we find Lifamim ki Lifamim, doesn't mean always, but the Medrash says, La'olam Yivdok Adam B'Shemos Likor of Noha Royal Estatic. The person is very careful in naming his child, and give him a name that'll be lead him, or at least perhaps inspire him to become a righteous person. Because sometimes the name can cause good or bad. The Meraglim, the 10 Meraglim, so the Medrash goes through a little bit, shows how those names somehow hinted at bad things, right? Somehow all these names hinted at bad things. So, you know, it's whatever. You can stretch it, so it's a play on words with the names, but somehow that's what this Medrash says, that the names sort of impact the person. In a similar vein, the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, in Parsha Ayin Aleph, okay, this is in Parsha Vayetze, when Yaakov has all the children, names all the children, this is in Parsha Vayetze, in Perek, Parsha Ayin Aleph, Simon Gimel, so there it says that sometimes there are certain people's names, Yesh, Arba Midos, Namru B'Shemos. There are four possibilities of names. Yesh Shmosam Noim, Umasam Noim. Some people have beautiful names and their deeds are beautiful. Yesh Shmosam Ke'urim, Umasam Ke'urim. The other extreme is people have, you know, bad names, so to speak, and their deeds are bad. However, some people can overcome one way or the other. Yesh Shmosam Ke'urim, Umasam Noim. Yesh Shmosam Noim, Umasam Ke'urim. And the Mishnah goes on to list who's who. Right, Shmosam Noim, Umasam Ke'urim, Esav. Okay, Esav is a good name. Okay. That's a nice name. Esav means complete, done, right? Vasui, okay. Anyway, so the Medrash goes on to list different names. You can't overcome it. It's not a guarantee just because a certain name is going to be a certain way. But you know, somehow the name can have an impact. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra. On Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Don had only one son, Chushim. Chushim ben Don. So it's Vnei Don Chushim. What kind of name is that? So the Wachushim, so the Gemara says on the Kuf Mem Gimel Beis in Baba Basra, Amar Bai Toshma of Den Chushim Amalei Rava. What's the name? Shahim Rubin Kechushim Shalkana. He had so many children that like the branches or the roots of a reed. Okay, somehow that's hinted in the word Chushim means like clusters, you know, clusters of. From a reed. So he had so many children. He only had Don, only one son, and yet when it comes to the census in Parshas Pinchas, before the entire Tzor, Don was one of the most populous of all the tribes, even though it started out with just one son. Okay, so again, somehow the name had some sort of impact. At the end of the day, there's an interesting Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni in Yeshaya, which when it's talking and test. It says, "Ilu zachu adoros our Kadosh Baruch Hu korish mosam." If we were only deserving it, our Kadosh Baruch Hu would give us all our names, not leave it up to parents. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the name directly. Keshem shakara la adam ulachava. Okay, and you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave Avram. You know, your name will be Avram, not Avram. But Yitzchak, it says, he was told, "Vekaros es mo Yitzchak." And Yaakov, he changed name to Yisrael, and Shlomo Yishmo, and there's a whole list here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is really the best one to give the names. Okay, we don't have that. We're not zocher to that. So it's left up to the parents to give names. So I'd like to focus on this evening is the question, I say, giving two or more names to a child. It's very unclear, as we'll see in a moment, it's so enshrouded in mystery, where or when that particular practice began. It's pretty commonplace today. And a lot of people have two names. All my children have two names. What? Israelis, yeah, you know, some of the more modern Israelis, the Gemara one, and yeah, and a Chanami. It's true, but it's you know, in certainly in Hasidic circles, and some people have two names, and they have to call them by both names very often. Right? I do one of my children, Yosef. Yeah, he's an Egyptian name, and a Chanami. That's also an issue. So the truth is, I mean, it's not our subject now, but you look in Hilchot Gittin. That's a very important question. What name do you write in a get? This is in Avonazis from Kuf Chav Tes, nicknames and so on and so forth, right? So we do put in the name. Ksuba is less important in terms of the ramifications, but that's not really our issue. So the Noah Behuda deals with this issue in one of his chuvas, in the Behuda Tinyana, the second volume, in Orachaim from Kuf Yud Gimel. So first of all, he says, "Ani v'ani," you know, "lechulshos." I'm reading out of order. I want to read this part first. So he says, "V'ani lechulshos zichroni," with my weak memory. That's he writes about himself. Yeah. Okay, "Einem zocher b'shum makom b'shas shum tana o amora shanizkar b'shnei shemos u'shneim shemo etzem." I can't think, he said, of any tanoim and amoraim. All right, but never mind in Tanakh. In Tanakh, I just showed you we don't have it in Tanakh. But he said in Tanakh, and even in the days of the Talmud Rambam, centuries later, we don't find it. You know, it's Behuda, it's Reb Shimon, it's Reb Huna, whatever. They all seem to have one name, okay? And the only exception he notes is Zulosi Abba Shol. There was a Tana called Abba Shaul, sometimes quoted, okay? And also Abba Yossi. Okay, but there he says, V'gam ze eno shnei shemos, those are not two names, ki Abba l'dayti eno shemo etzem rak shem ha-Torah, l'shon chashivas. It's like almost a title, an honorific. It's not that his real name was Abba. That's what the Rebbe Yehuda suggests. Okay, that the Abba Shaul, Abba Yossi would do appear in the Gemara, he says that that's a title more than or a name signifying. And he deals with something else in this tshuva. In the earlier part of the tshuva, he deals with some of the personal asks in the shaila. We find sometimes in the Gemara, now I brought a Gemara Chulin because a lot of the stories happen in Chulin for whatever the reason, but it's another Gemara also. Okay, Gemara used the term berivi or berabi. Okay, as a nickname for somebody. So, for example, in Daf Chav Ches, Amud Aleph in Chulin, the Gemara speaks about. Just a moment. The Gemara Chav Ches Amud Aleph speaks about. I think it's about Rabbi Yossi Berivi. Okay. I should have marked it off. I didn't. What did I say? Chav Ches Amud Aleph in Chulin. Yeah. I marked it off here. I didn't make a note. Oh yeah, here it is. So the top of the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Hakapor Berabi Beis Reish Beis Yud. You know, Omer, whatever it is, he goes on to say. What exactly does that mean? That is that part of his name, which in play has more than one name. And Rabbi Elazar Hakapor Berabi. Okay, whatever Hakapor means, that's also a question. But it's called Rabbi Elazar Hakapor Berabi or Berivi. Okay,
not
so
bar.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not Bar. Barabi, it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be seven names. Again, the Tanya Beleza Kapa Barabi Omer. Okay, that's what the Navi Hud is dealing with in that in the Tshuva. Okay, Rashi there translates Barabi Godol Bedoro. That was a title also. It wasn't part of his name. So that's what the Navi Hud is dealing with in that Tshuva. Okay. What's that?
We have people that are named after where they're from.
Arbeli. Lita Arbeli. That's not part of that. That's just, he comes from a place. Okay, it could be like a last name. Like Berliner. Yeah. You know, a title. But those are, you know, right, those aren't names. It's sort of identification. I hear. I mean, Shmuel Cotton and Lita Arbeli. Where they came from. Rabbi Yosef Glili. I mean, you know, yeah. But again, those are usually not associated with, again, we do have that. That would be more similar to what we have today as a last name. The guy's called Berliner or whatever, but London. But anyway, but in terms of the name, so that's what he's dealing with in this tshuva. He says in this Tav Chav Ches, Amud Aleph, again, it says the Barabi is Gadol Ador, or Gadol Bedor is a title. It's a little later in Chulin, Tav Pei Dalad, or Beis. Also, it's quoted again. Rabbi Elazar Kapa Berivi, this time with Yud, Beis Reish, Yud, Beis Yud. Okay, and Rashi just says again, Adam Gadol. These two places, Rashi's sort of telling us that that's not his name, it's just a title. You know, it was like an honorific title, Sir, you know, Sir, or the Adam Gadol, that was the nickname that was used there. However, the fact remains, and the Navi Hud is aware of this, okay, it seems that it's not just a title. Okay, it's not just a title, because on Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, in Chulin also, on Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, in the bottom of the page, the Gemara just says, Tanya Berivi Omer. It's just a title, no name. In other words, the other place, it's Beleza Kapa Berivi, we have Rabbi Oshia Berivi. Okay, so you can say the great Rabbi Oshia, the Gadol Ador of Beleza Kapa, you know. But here you have in Chulin, the Tanya and Nun Beis, Amud Beis, Berivi, just by itself. And Rashi there says, Shem Chochom. That was the name of a certain Amora, Shem Chochom. Okay. What's that? Well, right, we don't know. We don't, right. Well, Berivi wouldn't be. That's a title the guy got, right?
Along the way,
the
nickname or something.
Right, absolutely. Okay, but the point is that here but my point is that, and the Navi's point is, on the base of Beis, we just have Berivi by itself. And Rashi says that was his name, implying that that name, Berivi, could be a name. In which case, when it says Moshe Berivi or Beleza Berivi, it could be, it is his name. Not like Rashi said. That's what Navi's is, a steer in Rashi, and so on, is that the case? Okay, on Daf Yud Aleph Mud Beis in Chulin. Again, there are many. There are other examples in Shas. It was easier to bring one Gemara with Chulin, all these cases of Chulin, but there are other places too. But in on the Yud Aleph Mabez in Chulin also, Okay, the Gemara says Baribi or Barabi Omer, and Rashi says there in Chulin the Avmeis Lo Yadinan Manu Ela Echad Gadol B'Doro Haya Al Shem Kach Nika Barabi. No, it wasn't the Shem Chacham. Okay, it was, we don't know who it was, but it was someone of great stature, so he had that name. We call the Rav. Okay, the Rav, or in American, our circles, the Rav is regularly salvation. In Eretz Yisrael, when they speak about Harav, they only Rav Kook usually, right? And in the Dafilumi community, when they refer to Harav, they refer to Rav Kook like that. Okay, those are titles, you know. So that's what seems to be here, the Bastir and Rashi, okay, that's another who it talks about. But anyway, anymore, and something like that.
All those places, they're saying the Gadol HaDor.
Right, that's a Rashi, it's not a name. It's not a name, right? That's what Rashi is saying here, okay? And similarly, on Daf Nun Zayin, there it says, Rabbi Yossi, one of the rabbis speaks, the Chizkia, and then one of the students says, Midvarav, Shabaribi, Nika, I hear from the words of Baribi, we're clearly referring to Chizkia, as Rashi says. Chizkia, Shagabal Bedoro. So that's the point in Rabbi Huda. It's hard to say that these are, all these Baribis are part of the person's actual name, but rather a title. So the Navi Yehuda is right. We don't have, it would seem, come back to what I said before, and it is Zohar b'shum makom b'shah, shum tana o amor b'shah, nitzka b'shem shemus, u'shem shemu, etzim the actual names, zulasi abba shav abba yosi, and that's not really names, because abba there means like sir, or it's also an honorific type of title. We find by women also, by the way, the Gemara b'Av Metzia daf nun tes, refers to Ima Shalom. That was her name, Ima Shalom. Shalom is that girl's name. Okay, Ima Shalom is the sister of, what was it again? It was the whole story, at the end of the story with the Belezer, they wanted to, Belezer had a machlokas with the other Tanaim, and he was so sure he's right. He said, let the water move and let the base measure shake and everything else, and it all happened. They still passing it against the Belezer. And so, because it was a Lova Shamayim thing. So at the end of that sugya, Rabbi Eliezer was, I think Rabbi Gamaliel's wife was called, or Yeshua Chananya's sister, I think, was called Ima Shalom, and they were afraid, she was afraid he was going to daven for their demise and so on. So look it up, I forgot. But anyway, she's called Ima Shalom. So it's also a title, perhaps, of of some sort of respect. So in a similar vein to the to the Navi Yehuda, the Lublin or Taurus Chesed of Lublin, okay, Taurus Chesed is the Mishnei Zalman of Lublin, okay, and his Chuvus in the Chelek is Chelek Beis, and his Chuvus is Chelek Eben Ezer in Simon Lamed Tes. He deals also with this question. He talks about things about names. He talks about marrying someone who's the same name as your mother, that whole issue. But in the context of that discussion, Divan Salach, he writes, he says also, and he quotes the Rabbi Yehuda and so on. He deals with that, okay? And he refers to somebody called Ayamori. Okay, that's the one getting off Lamed Hay on the bottom of Lamed Aleph. And he says that also is some sort of a nickname. It's not the real person's name. And he goes through some of these things, since Abba Murray and other things like that are titles and not actual names, that the person had two names. Okay, now he does mention, Miu Matsino B'mikra, Echad Shinko B'Shem Shemos Yachad B'Zacharya, Kapitel Zion Pasuk Beis, we'll take his word for it, the Pasuk of Zacharya, okay, in Treoser, with a king, who's called Raga Melech, and he quotes the Radak, that, Yefuna and Knaz are the same person, and so on. But again, Hasim Eshlomo Shalom Haya Nikra Bishnam Yachad, Eladika de Karla Knaz, Ika de Karla Yefuna. Okay, there were different names, but they were referred to by different people, referred to one or the other. And that's exactly like Yaakov and Yisrael, right? Or Moshe with those nicknames was not in the Torah. But Yaakov and Yisrael is in the Torah. But again, the Torah's Chesed also holds like that. As does, right. So no one here, right. So I don't think anybody's referring, they're not ushering it. I'll make that clear. Okay? I'm glad you brought that up. But we're not saying it's usher to do it. But it was never the practice. The question is, why did it start? Now, you could investigate. We don't really have any evidence. You could investigate, was this copied from the non-Jews?
Or
did they copy from us?
What were
going by middle names, okay? The question is, when did that start? Okay, I'm not sure, okay, historically. And is there an issue there? Was it because, you know, that we'll see Moshe Weinstein advance a very fascinating reason, but see in a second, a little while. But, you know, was it the case that there were small Jewish communities that people died and there weren't that many people, so you gave the kid two names because you want to name after two relatives? That's a possibility. Okay, name after relatives?
After deceased
relatives. Yeah, so that's a different issue. It was Friday after living, yeah. But even so, okay, but you want to name after multiple people. So is that how it started? Did it start, you know, in one community, it spread? A lot of times you have two names, it's simply a Yiddish, so Tzvi Hirsch, or
yeah,
Dov Bear,
really,
you know,
name.
It's the same name, just Yiddish. Is that how it started and it spread to other names? I mean, you know, there are quite a number of different possibilities, so we don't know. And again, nobody, you know, I'll just read from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in, Ibn Ezra Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed, Simon Yudches, okay, Simon Yudches. He also writes, you know, Lifnim, originally, way back when, okay, and again, it's in Ibn Ezra, because it's enough coming how you write a get, and what's the real name, the guy's name is Moshe Leib, or Moshe Leib, you know, so does he have to, you know, what do you write? But he writes, in the context of that discussion, it's a newer type of thing, okay, he quotes something very fascinating from the Maharshal, which we'll see shortly, okay, but again, it doesn't seem to be a problem. They don't love it, but, you know, he doesn't quote the Rabbi Yehuda. He quotes on the Yom Shel Shom, we'll see in a second. What is interesting, I do want to point out, just also in Chulin, okay, I came across this year, I'm teaching every day in Yeshiva, so it's interesting, there's a Tosus in Chulin, huh? Oh, so in the Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph, Tosus quotes, Abdu'mas Hani Mili, Harav Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. You came across that, right? Which is another Tosfos also, huh?
The criticism was like you said, that Yaakov Yisrael is the same name.
Right, it would be the same name, yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, as he quotes the Yaakov Yisrael. Now, it's also in Tosfos and Ksubos. What's interesting is, in the Chiddush HaRashbo, on that Daf and Chulin, on that same Daf and Chulin, Kufi Beis Malav, in the Chiddush HaRashbo, he's quoted as Yaakov Bar Yisrael. However, there are other places where it's called Yaakov Yisrael. Ben Tam and the Sefer Yosher quotes him, and he's also called Yaakov Yisrael, so probably was Yaakov Yisrael. Yeah, oh, it's well after the Gemara, but it's still pretty early. It's in Rishonim. And Haram, it's well after the Gemara. Okay, well after. But I'm just saying in terms of the Rishonim. See, it's also had seven names, but again, it was he called all of them at one time, or the different stages, or different referred to by different names. Okay, all these cases. The situation in the Chassam Sofer refers to something of the Yom Shel Shomer. Before going to that, there's a very fascinating sefer that I have here called Lecheker Shemos V'Kinuyim B'Talmud, an examination of nicknames and names and nicknames in the Talmud. Remember Ruben Margolius. Ruben Margolius was photographic memory genius who lived in the early 1900s. He was a librarian of a Sfarim, big Sfarim library in Tel Aviv. And he just was, you know, he read everything. He says, all his Sfarim are off the beaten path. Not all the, many of his Sfarim, but my mom says, all very fascinating. I have them at home. They're published by Moshe Rav Kook. I have a bunch at home. He has a sefer on the Malachim, the names of all the Malachim, and he knows from all over, because he has just, you know, this kind of unbelievable memory. So he has an instant recall and just have everything at his fingertips. He has a sefer tries to figure out all the times in the Gemara you have a machlokas, it's chadam or this and chadam or that. Who's the chad? How can you figure out who the chad is? Sometimes the Gemara tells you, it's time or proof. You know, and he has these kinds of interesting swarm. Hamikro, whatever. Anyway, this one, so towards the end of this one, on page Samach Zion, he talks about Yom Mamish. He has people, Bale Du Shem, people have two names. Okay? So he says, certainly among the Rishonim, Okay, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says the name of the Nachas Shiva. That was a strange thing, and no one ever did it. And he, what do you know I ever did it? He has a whole bunch, and he quotes you where he got them from Tshuva, from Rishon Rachon, Rabbi Avraham Avigdor. I never heard of most of these people, okay, but he tells you exactly where he got it from. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not making it up. Chaim Paltiel, and maybe Yitzhak Tzadok, and all, a whole list here of different people. So, in time of the Rishonim. You know, to quote Tshuva from Amr Rutenberg, who quote these names and so on. It still does not seem to have been the widespread practice, but it was something that, you know, he said he's stunned at the Chassam Sofer and the Nachas Shiva, one of the Nachas Shivas in Sin Mem Hei, Perkhaval Bos Yubez, and the Chassam Sofer quotes it. So, and he says, what's the big problem? We find it wasn't so uncommon. I don't know. It's again a question of when exactly it started. There's an interesting comment made, as I mentioned, from the Yamshul Shlomo. The Yamshul Shlomo in Gittin, Yamshul Shlomo in Gittin, is in Perek Dalet at the end of Siman Chof Vov. He writes as follows in this case. He has, just a second, also hold my chokas about naming. So he says like this. He says, V'gamani akot nyadati lezikni Rav Menachem Tzion. Now that already is two names, okay? But all right, we'll leave that out. My name is Menachem, not Menachem Tzion. But anyway, Hayalo Ben, okay? He had a son. The shame Aviv or Meir, his father's name was Meir. The shame Chomiv, and the father-in-law was called Uri. Okay, he said two grandfathers had a name for Meir and Uri. Now, both are similar, had to do with light, right? Mayor at light, or light. But they both had, so HaMachlokim B'Kriyas HaBeim. And they had tried to figure out who each one wanted to name their baby after his father, you know. So that sometimes HaMachlok is about that. We spoke many years ago, who has the first dibs, you know, to give the name? The mother or the father. The tradition is that the mother has the first child. That's Araminic like that. That's a story that I think Rabbi Shechta has a Nefesh Rav when Rav Salavitchik, when the Rav was born, so Rav Chaim asked the mother, that really you have the right, but you know, my grandfather Yosef Dov, the Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi has been denigrated for more than 10 years and we haven't had any children, you know, name for him and so on and so forth, even though you have the right to choose, would you mind naming him Yosef Dov? And she did. And that she agreed, and that's the name of the Rav's name after his great-grandfather. But that's the story that's brought. But in any event, the tradition is that the mother has the right for the first one. Okay, sometimes the machlokas. You want to avoid machlokas, that's for sure. You know, sometimes, I remember once hearing Rabbi Pesach Kron tell stories also on Moel. So he said that sometimes the parents interfere and they make their lives miserable for the new parents. Each parent is trying to guilt the child into giving the grandchild his name or her name, you know. So he said one time the couple came to him the night before. He was the mom, and they don't know what to do. He said, you know, I forget which way it went, but let's just say the father had a Zeta. The father of the baby had a Zeta that wasn't named for. The mother had a Zayde, it was named already. There five other cousins already have that name. You know, sometimes that happens. You know, so several children are already named after him. So the father wanted to name after his grandfather, whatever it was, who no one had been named for yet. And the other one had that. So, and they agreed, and the wife agreed. The wife agreed. You have nobody. So the wife's mother came the night before. Her crone telling the story. Heard him tell the story. He says it's very entertaining. So he said the mother came over and said, I know that they made an agreement to give, but I want you to know the baby appeared to me in a dream and told me that he wants my father's name. He said, can you imagine? So Rekron said his first response was, you know, what language does the baby speak? How does the baby talk, you know? Babies don't talk. But anyway, so sometimes you make, so what they do over here, you had a mayor and Uri, so they named the baby Schneor. Two lights, Meir and Uri. So it looks like from this Yamshul Shlomo, Marshal, right, again, is in Gittin Perik Dal at the end of Oschavov. He writes, so they named the Shneir, Meir and Uri are both names. Okay, so that's how they made them a Pshara, Shneor, okay, two lights. Now, the truth is, it's interesting, it does not appear that the name Shneir, that's where the name Shneir originated from that story, because in the Sefer Shem HaGadol, I forgot to bring it, but the Sefer Shem HaGadolim from the Chidor wrote a Sefer called Shem HaGadolim, which has two parts. He has lists all up until his time, all the Svarim that were written and all the people who wrote Svarim. The two sections, Marachas Gedolim and Marachas Chacham, Marachas Gedolim, Marachas Svarim. Alphabetical order. And he tells a little bit about who it was. He traveled all over and he accessed a tremendous amount of Svarim and so on. So the Chidor wrote the Sefer. So he writes on the Rambam, he'll say who he was, where he was born, where he lived, and then what he wrote, whatever. So he has, obviously, famous people or less famous people. But anyway, so on the entry of the name Shneir, on the Shin, in the Kudzach, when he says that name already is quoted in the days of Rabbi Yonah, he quotes Rabbi Yosef, great Bekiah, such as Rabbi Yonah quotes a certain Rav Shneir, so it was not, it lived well before the Amos Shlomo. And that piece in Achos Shiva seems to mention also, is a sefer called Tiv Gittin. Tiv Gittin, based on the base of Farmer, perhaps Alan Margolius. So he's commented, the Beis Shmuel, and Ibn Ezer has a list of, a set of countries in Hilchos Gittin called Shemos Anoshim and Shemos, how to spell the names in a get, it's a question. Especially some of the Yiddish names, especially how do you spell them? The problem I don't know. But so in the entrance, alphabetical, so on the Shin, in the Tiv Gittin, the Beis Shmuel, says Shneir, Shem Zebal, Shem Kisha Avi, Aviv Shem Avi, Maniko Meir. He quotes that Marshal. However, the Tiv Gittin, and Rav Hamza Margolius, wrote a commentary on the Beis Shmuel, Shemos Anoshim. So he says, we find it early, he quotes a Chiddush Ramban that quotes it, and others say, it is an older name. It was just an Einfall to use that name for that purpose. Okay, but that wasn't the name was invented then. But again, remember that the protagonist in the story, one of the protagonists, was named Menachem Tzion. So he had two names. So Mamonsha, you do have the concept of, of two names already hinted at in that situation. Now, so there's clearly nothing wrong, although, again, both the Noda Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer, and those tshuvas, again, don't seem to like it. They're not saying it's usher, but they all say it's a new phenomenon. We never had it before, and now they do it. Okay, they don't seem to love the idea. So it's interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Okay, although it's interesting, as I mentioned, is the pit. The Chassam Sofer, again, in that tshuva, does not seem to love having two names. He had a son who later wrote the Ksav Sofer by three names, Avraham Shmuel Binyamin. So, I was saying the Ksav Sofer, who himself didn't like this idea of giving multiple names, gave his own son three names. So, obviously, people have to name after whatever. So, it comes back to your point. He's not saying it's usher. Clearly not usher. They don't love the idea. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. This is in Arachayim Chelek Hey, Simon Yud Os Gimel. Again, that's the emphasis. They're both using two names. He quotes this Maharshal that Nachos Shiva that I mentioned before, and they came up with Shneir like that. And so he mentions that. But he says that was not, again, the widespread practice. He also mentions this of Yaakov Yisrael in the Tosas and Chulin, and it mentioned the Rebbe Thomas, has a few plays, but he says, even if you had it, Avaloha Yashchiach, it was not commonplace, that's for sure. It's very nice that Reuven Margolius came up with all those, but he had I didn't read them all, but we had 20 examples. I mean, it wasn't that it was so common, that's what Moshe writes. Aval, Mikaymon Sha'ar Achaz Man Achaz Shiva Daimai Regila B'Shnei Shemus, you can't say that it's a bad thing. It just wasn't done. It wasn't done. Okay, but he mentions, the possibility. Okay, when the Jews were in ghettos, not so much in the Holocaust, something like the Jews were confined in the Middle Ages, right? Restricted where they could live. So that's what he says. He says, in the Middle Ages, ghetto. The Goyim wanted the Jews to live apart from them, and they had a ghetto. Very often the walls of the ghetto were closed. They had to dress differently and so on and so forth. So what was the idea? What's that got to do? So Moshe writes the following. I don't know if he heard this from somebody or he got it. Listen to what he writes. Gam Koros Harbi B'Shemos Nochrim. the Jews weren't supposed to mingle with the non-Jews. They were supposed to stay in their own. But sometimes it became necessary to sneak out and to go buy things and so on. You know, we're not doing a Holocaust where it was, you know, you shot people. But you know, they, so the Jews had to sort of like act a little bit. They had to go outside. They buy certain things were hard to get in the ghetto. So they wanted to travel in a way, the police, you know, the guards would notice them. The guy mentioned the CLS. So what they did was they had to bribe the guards to let them out of the ghetto. But however, the guards didn't want to do it if this guy's going to be a shmendrik and get caught, because then the guards get in trouble for letting him out. They wanted to make sure there were Jews who could carry themselves with other names and so on. So therefore, they gave them other names, German names and or whatever types of names that there were. Many of these names are, you know, the bear is a German for dog, right? They took on another name so that when they walked in the streets, they could use this not obviously Jewish name. You know, Gimple and all these type of names. So therefore, they would be able to get away with it, and that's how it started. That's a Moshe suggestion.
That's not like the second name is like a German name, but it's not always the case. It's a very Jewish name.
Right. No, but he's suggesting that's how it started. It started with in the Middle Ages with this other name that people had to have to be able to walk outside the ghetto. And
that's
weird.
Like not Monty Moshe, Michael Menachem.
Yeah, Hanami said that we have English names. Right, but then it caught on. I don't know where he got this from. It's, you know, it sounds like an interesting...
Yeshua is Pollock.
Right.
And but Pollock, there was something with a brocha that Yeshua is out to be like a... Falcon or something like that.
Oh, because Ephraim, a lot of times you find Ephraim official. Because Ephraim, right, was supposed to Malchim Lubikarvim Shemiya, I don't know, Vidgu Larov Bikarvim. Right, so that was the question of how it started. So Moshe's proposing, I don't know where he got this from. Again, this isn't true, where he got this idea that the Jews had to have an extra name so that they could be comfortable outside the ghetto. I'm not judging. Moshe had a Kabbalah like this, or that's what he heard, I don't know. Okay, but anyway, he says, it is what it is, he says, you know, however it started, it started. Whether you like my reason or not, right? I'm sure this shaloka hogan. Maybe it was a problem, but lekai is the Easter garment. No Easter here, okay? And therefore, okay, so it's not a problem. So they use the other names also, okay?
Giving one. Go ahead, name of one.
Well, again, he's proposing that it started.
So that turned
right, but then it kind of turned into something else. Okay, I do want to mention that the Chazon Ish is quoted in the Moshe Shtermuch as a tshuva in the Shuvah Tshuvas on Hagos Chelik Aleph in Simon Tov Reish Vav. So here was asked a different question altogether. He was asked, "Mishalti kama pomim binyan kri." Again, before we do the Matzah Tshuva, I don't know. We're grasping a little bit. We don't know when this started. It's certainly the last couple hundred years has been pretty common for people to have two names. We're at a table. You have two names. The neighbor or one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You have two names. You should call. Right. Okay. You have two names. You have two names. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. So those are all my children. I have a daughter. One of my daughters is called Shulamis Tova. Another one's called Rus Nechama. My son's called Yaakov Shmuel. You know, my other son's Yitzchak Moshe. They're all Jewish names. The question is, nothing wrong. Where did it start? Yeah. Got a lot to name after, yeah. Yes, what I want to mention, because there's also an interesting question about naming, since we're talking about it now, since you brought it up, I was going to say, after I'll say it now before I get to the Shuvah on August, you know, can you name one person after two different people? Well, from that story of the Maharshal, that's exactly what they did.
Man or woman, okay.
So that's a further question. You know, you have a you want to name after a man. You have a girl. You want to name her after grandfather Yehud. They call Yehudis. You know that you can do that.
That's what we did. Right.
Many
friends,
right? Right, you know, girl.
Right.
So we can. So Kyle was a lot. So some say, well, no, either you're naming after the person or you're not. You know, and then people get creative, and I'm not. You know, it's all okay. You know. One of my grandchildren, my father-in-law, is called Chaim's, and all of my wife's father. So now, sometime while after he died, one of my daughters had a baby, so she wanted the name of Chaim. But she wanted to get fancy. So, you know, Chaim, it was a big talk. My father said, he wanted to go Eitz Chaim. Eitz is called Ilan Chaim. Okay, Now they call him IC, you know, IC. Ilan Chaim. So, all right. So, you know, people get creative and they come up. And sometimes we don't name after living people, but you mentioned Yaakov and Yisrael. So my son, when he had his boy, his first baby was a boy. So my daughter-in-law's grandfather was called Yaakov David. And no one had been named for him yet. But my son's called Yaakov, so you can't name him Yaakov David. So he named him Yisrael David, because Yaakov Yisrael. So again, you know, people come up with ways to... but this idea of naming after two people, it's interesting. I mentioned before Ephraim. I forgot to bring it to the table, but the in the Mikos Gadolos Nechumish, in Bereishis, Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Nun Beis, Ephraim, okay? Ephraim, it says, was named after... Ephraim was named after Avram because it was, I forgot to read another second half of it. Ephraim was because Avram said, Anochi Ofer ve'Efer, that's the Ephraim. And what was the other one? He was named after, there's only Kos Kedolos here, right? Okay, I forgot, you have to look it up. What was the other one? He was named after both Avram and Yitzchak, and I forgot how...
you told the story once, were you named after this one?
Oh, true, that's...
it's neither.
Yeah, right, that's what I thought. I'm sorry, no, it's just, no, they're both, I'm sorry, right, I'm sorry. Then Ephraim is Afer, the ashes or dust, twice, right? So you named the two people. Avram was Afer, because they're not going for Afer, and Yitzchak is Afer in the Akedah, right? So he's named after his great-grandfather and his grandfather. Ephraim, two Afers, Ephraim, like two or Schneer. So we find that in the Chumash, the Aryan. But there are those who say, and that's what I always thought, you name put your own name after the person. You know, after nobody. You know, and a Chanami. But we see from these other sources that it is, and again, it's all okay. But it's interesting that Rav Sternberg is talking here in the Chelek Aleph from Tov Reish Rav in Yerdei. He writes, "Mishalti kamon yon kriya shem liyel Hashem asaba ovi shem echal haShabbos." Yeah, let's say the children became Balei Tshuva. They wanted to have a baby, and they're from, but the grandfather, the great grandfather, named after wasn't a religious Jew. He was a Michal Shabbos. So, is it okay? So he says it is okay. All right. Even especially if it's a good Jewish name, goes back to it's called Avram. Okay, but Avram goes back to the original Avram. But he said right. But he says Efshal also owed shame L'Rocha. But you can add another name, Kimo Baruch Aryeh Rafal Kedome. Okay, and he says. Then, you know, even though the name of the person who you're naming after wasn't the greatest person, but you're adding another name, Baruch or Chaim or something, you know, that gives a bracha. Now, you're right. Good. That's not our topic. I think I spoke another time about naming after someone who was a Russian. But Im ki Rabbeinu Achazonis, that's a low Shemir le kol kach likro lebein mikro b'shtei shamas. Shamas. He goes, he heard the name of the Chazonis. Chazonis did not like giving two names. Very nice. However, Chazonis himself had two names, Avraham Yeshaya. Okay, and Reb Chaim, you know, Reb Chaim Kaefi is part of his family and so on. You know, was Yosef Shnei Chaim. I mean, Chazish didn't have any children of his own. The Chazish didn't have any children. But, you know, so I don't know what he would have done. But he, you know, and his name, it wasn't up to him, right? So he had the two names. But nonetheless, he says in this case, it's okay. So I just want to end off by saying sometimes you have the same situation with a Choler, Rachman Otsan. The Gemara says in Brochas and Tainis, and for Tazayan, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, that's not amazing. The Gemara says that certain things are, four things on Mekari Gzardino Shalodim. Four things can rip up a Gzardino. One of them is Shinu Hashem. Now, Shinu Hashem really means you change who you are, right? The Tshuva, that'll get you Kapora. But we have a tradition that when somebody's very sick, God forbid, so they'll add a name. They won't take away the old name.
It's not really changing it.
Right, add it, but now you have two names. So obviously it's okay, right? Somebody comes and says, oh, three or whatever. Okay, how do you pick the name? So it's interesting. How do you pick the name? So a lot of times people pick, again, Raphael, Bora, Chaim, it's a woman, Chaya, Brocha. You'll add that to a name. Now, whether that name sticks depends on the person who recovers. The person Taka recovers, meaning for more than 30 days he lives in as well, so then that becomes his name or her name, and that's how it is in the Ksuba and everything else. Okay? Rabbi Chaim Zonnenfeld, a great Rabbanim in Yerushalayim in the early 20th century, he was sick. They called him Yosef Chaim. He had life. So he was really Rabbi Chaim, but they came from Yosef Chaim. Sometimes they'll pick a name. I think some people have the meaning to open a Chumash, and the first name they'll come to will be the name they give. So when Rabbi Breuer is a Chumash, okay, Well, Yosef Breuer, when he took ill in his, I think it was in his early 90s or late 80s, whenever he took ill, or maybe he's younger, I don't know, when he took ill, so they wanted to add a name. So they opened up his Parshas Vayechi, and it said Shimon Velevi Achim. That's the pasuk they came to. They didn't want to use Shimon because Rabbi Schwab, who was the assistant rabbi at that time, later took over the killer, Shimon Schwab. So he named it called Levi Yosef. And he lived for many more years. The story is that when he, you know, they found they came out of whatever coma was in, he found they changed his name. He goes, "What do you have to do that? I had a tradition. I'm going to live till close to 100. he knew. He wasn't worried. But I guess he never told to the family. Anyway, but that's in your day that you're allowed to change a person's name. So they're also going to end up with a person giving two names. And that's okay in that circumstance. The bottom line is, as I say, it's very widespread today. That people have two names, and there's certainly nothing wrong. I'm wild about it, but as Moshe said, and the Chazonish didn't like it. But Moshe said, "Look, there's absolutely nothing wrong." And if that's that's how it is. That's how it is. Moshe himself, so as the son of David, I don't think he has another name, but Reuben finds something that's called Shalom Reuben. That's how people do it. They're naming after somebody else. They have good reasons. My own feeling is, again, either you're naming after a person or you're not. So if you're naming after two people, as I said before, it sounds like you'll end up with neither. On the other hand, we see from the Ephraim precedent that they named after both Avraham and Yitzchak because of this Afer business. So maybe it's okay. Anyway, that's a little bit insight to Shmos Bnei Yisrael, names of the Jewish people. Okay.
Get one of the names not...
I'm going to